The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Happy Halloween, Pamela. How are you?
Happy Halloween, Gil. You know, I brought my alter ego with me today.
Really?
Hello, my pretty.
Oh, my gosh. And which Pamela am I talking to now? And by that, I really mean which Pamela.
And you mean the witch Pamela, right? See, this helped me get into a character here because we did a little exercise at House Logic this week in honor of Halloween.
And what's that?
Well, we looked into property disasters depicted in legendary horror films, and we thought it'd be fun to calculate the real repair costs if the owners were to set things right again. So let's just say that ghosts, zombies, vampires, witches, devils, they could do their fair share of property damage.
All right, so I'm thinking of a few movies right there. Do you have Poltergeist on your list?
We do. In fact, as you'll recall, the ghost made quite a mess of the main character's yard and pool, not to even mention the house. So, you know, a word to the wise, you want to avoid buying a home on unmarked burial ground, not a sound choice. And if ghosts do turn your yard upside down, you'll definitely need to redo your landscaping.
Okay, so playing along with this, what's that going to run me?
Well, you know, a few tips first. Consider hiring a certified landscape architect to design a plan that includes irrigation, lighting, soil conditioning, the repotting or perhaps removing of those pesky coffins. And you could just search by landscape at House Logic for more information about, you know, how to make a good landscaping plan. You might also want to consider planting a few new trees, which when properly placed for shade will save you up to $250 a year in energy costs. And you can find out more about that by searching trees at House Logic. So in terms of cost, the Poltergeist family was probably looking at about $100 to $150 for a landscape consultation, maybe $300 to $2,500 for a detailed landscape plan, depending on how much landscaping you're talking about, probably 30 to 50 cents per square foot for new sod installation, and that's the labor. Then you have to do another $2,000 for the sod to cover the average-sized suburban yard, probably $300 to $600 for about 3 15-foot trees, so it's a nice hefty sum there.
All right, you don't have to spend any money on a doorbell though, because you got that kid in the house who will always go, "They're here."
That's right.
All right, yeah. So, oh, there's her again.
There she's again.
All right. We're doing a real estate show. We have to remember in The Wizard of Oz, a house actually fell on somebody that sounded like that. So you,
I guess
you
I better
be careful
about that.
Yeah, the alter ego. Yeah. So give me another film. How about The Shining?
So when little Danny Torrance saw a river of blood surging down the hallway of the Overlook Hotel he and his family were living in for the summer, there was one thing that probably wasn't on his mind, and that is what it's going to cost to clean up this mess. The answer depends on whether the hotel was covered by flood, or should I say blood, insurance. Let's hope they opted for maximum blood coverage.
Oh, there you go. And another glass of red rum. So okay, a blood flood, what's that going to cost me?
Well, the average flood claim for a residence is about $33,000. That's a lot of money. The average annual cost of flood insurance for a residence is about $540. So, you know, I think it's worth the expense. You can find out more about flood insurance by searching flood at House Logic.
All right. So let's go to the Amityville Horror, a terrifying movie that starred a possessed house. And by possessed, we mean ghosts, not repossessed, which is the horror of these days.
Right.
Yeah. So what about Amityville Horror? What do I do there?
So remember in that movie how bolts of lightning did a number on the windows?
That's right.
So whole house surge protectors would have kept the lights on, at least until Father Delaney and the devil battled it out over who has to pay for window replacements. So, you know, spoiler alert, bet on the devil on that one. So had the owners of the Amityville Horror House stuck around, the replacement windows would have cost from $250 to $800 each. And whole house surge protectors typically run between $150 and $300, and they're a really good idea to have. So for more information on those, search surge protectors at House Logic.
All right. You have any more?
Oh, you know I do. If you're a fan of one of cable's hottest shows, True Blood, you've probably noticed that a generous amount of bloody action occurs at Sookie Stackhouse's home, inherited from her beloved Gran. So Gran herself, you know, met her end in the kitchen. So Sookie keeps pretty busy scrubbing the kitchen floor after vampire attacks. Mm-hmm. It occurred to me that has she considered making her own non-toxic green cleaning products for all that cleaning she does? Now, that'll save her a lot on brand name cleansers. For $4 for a 64-ounce bottle of just some white vinegar, she could clean the floors with a homemade non-toxic cleanser, equal parts vinegar and water. By contrast, a 32-ounce bottle of commercial green cleaner, something like, say, seventh generation, costs about $5, while the same size conventional cleaner costs about $4.50. Now, if you want to increase vinegar's cleaning power, you warm it in a glass bowl in the microwave, and that makes it work even better. We have a ton more green cleaning ideas at House Logic.
All right. Well, I'm ready to rent some movies tonight.
Well, don't forget Scream. That was a great one. Remember the scene where Ghostface kills a woman trying to escape through the cat door in the garage door?
Yep.
So Ghostface shorts out the garage door opener in the process. That means you got to replace it. And a replacement garage door opener costs about $300. Installed garage doors range from $550 to about $1,600 for a single door, and from $800 to about $2,500 for a double door. So if you are in need of garage doors, new garage doors, search by garage door at House Logic for a lot more information. And if you have a second, I've got one more.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead. Throw me.
So in Michael Jackson's Thriller video, remember the zombies? They break into an old house. They cause all sorts of damage, including they break through the front door.
Yeah.
Well, if only there had been a security system, right? Because a replacement door costs you about $1,200. Now, a home security system installation costs about $500, with a monthly fee of generally $35 to $75. So, you know, something to think about if you have door or security system issues.
And there you go. You can have the dead visit and still be grateful.
Yes, you can.
And Pamela Gertz-Kabadi, you and your little witchy friend there, it's great talking to you as always. Good
Thanks,
to have
Jill.
You with
Happy
us.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween, and there's more about all of this at houselogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.